Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special s'chus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and l'schus Harav Yitzchak Ben Bracha Sheyavrefu Shleima, and l'schus Naomi Sara Bas Maras and Miriam l'bracha matzlacha. And the Refuas, Harav HaTzadik, Harav Moshe Ben Rezel, B'soch Sha'ar, Chole Yisrael, in the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph. He brings the famous Kasha. And the Rambam holds Tzvika Daraisim and Atara's Lakula. So if that's true, then why do we need a Pasuk to be Matir Asafik Mamzer Lava Bakal? We have a Pasuk that Asafik Mamzer could enter the Jewish people. Why do we need a Pasuk for? Anyway, Tzvika's our Mutter. Pasuk is superfluous. So the Pnei Yoshua answers that even though B'chol HaTorah Kula Sveik HaDarais is Mutter, you need a Pasuk Yumatir Sufik Mamzer to teach you that even if there's a Rubali Surah, you don't go after the Rov. It's still called a Sufik Mamzer and his Mutter Lava B'chol. And he says the same thing about a Chazaka, even if you have someone who has a Cheskas Mamzer, but not Vaday, just a Chazaka, you don't follow the Chazaka. Come on, Misha Nolad, Misha Shaiba Safik Erishin. So she's a Cheskasei Shasish. Nevertheless, the child is considered not a Mamzer. So you don't follow Chazaka, and you don't follow Rov. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you. That's the Pnei Yehoshua. The Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, Perak Aleph, is Doche. And he writes as follows: Lenias Daiti, Hechadika Ruva Vade Haslina Basra Filu Basafik Mamzer. You have a Rov, you follow the Rov even if it's a Safik Mamzer, because the Gemara in Meseches Chulin says, how do you know you always follow the Rov? And we learned from Mak Avivino that Dino is Bimisa, and if you say you don't go after the Rov, then how can you kill him? Maybe he's not your father. How do you kill a guy who hits his father? Maybe it's not really his father, it's only his father out to Rov. Rov Bilo Sachar Abal. So it must be we follow Rov Bilo Sachar Abal, and therefore we kill him. So we see that we're machzik somebody b'cheskas shu kasher is mishum Rov, and if the Pnei Yeshua was correct, that like Avi Yisr Mamzer, Rov is ineffective and Chazak is ineffective to make it a Vadai, so every single Jew is b'cheskas Safik Mamzer. Because the only reason that we're machzik people as kosher Jews is al tzrov, like we see from the Gemara in Chulin. But if the Pnei Yehoshua is correct, that rov is an effective linyan suffik mamzer, that if you have a rov that he's a mamzer, it still remains a suffik. If you have a rov that he's not a mamzer, it still remains a suffik. So we're all suffik mamzerim. We're all suffik mamzerim. We're all, because the Pnei Yehoshua's yisod is that when it comes to mamzer, we don't follow rovs. Rov remains a suffik. Doesn't make a vada, it makes a suffik. So the Gemara says that we're all only kosher Jews because of a rov. So if that's true, then we're in big trouble. We're all suffik mamzerim. And if we're all suffik mamzerim, then every mamzer can just marry in. Even if someone's a vada mamzer, he can marry any Jew because every Jew's a suffik mamzer. Perakam de chulin shaminal des lina basiru basi makavivim otem lavavivu ain sham. Arayda machzakina basiru voin ala mishim rovu mishim chazaka. Vinem de ruva chazaka lo mahani besafik mamzer. Im ken mishkachas lo mishkachas kol vadei. So if you say that a rov and a chazaka don't help as far as safik mamzer to make him a vadei kosher, you're just following the rov, but the rov remains a safik. There's no such thing as kahal vadei. Ad kan midivrei hashef shmaitza. So here, the shmaitza asks in the Pnei Yehoshua. However, later on, shmaitza beis perik tesvav. The Shemaitza brings the Shita Mechubetzes in the first parak of Bava Metzia, famous Shita Mechubetzes we've spoken about so many times, in the case where one of the animals jumped back into the pen after he was already counted, and all the animals are now pater from Maaser Behema, because there's a Siri Vade and not a Siri suffix. So Tosfos says, why is that animal Batel Barov, and then all of the animals will be Chayiv and Maaser, and says Shita Mechubetzes B'Shem HaRosh, that a siri vade amarachmana v'lo a siri suffik, and each one of them, since he's manu suffik manu v'patrim and hamaiser, since the animals are all sveikus, they can't be counted. And even though we say called a parish or a parish, it's still called a siri suffik because the Torah is matir this suffik. Le'inyan is surim, it says achrei rabim lahatos, that when there's rov neged iser, so the rov is mevatel the iser, and the iser turns into heter. However, it's still suffek, so you're allowed to eat. It's mutter, you're allowed to eat, assuming that's batel barov, but that doesn't mean you're not still in the world of suffek. So since you're still in the world of suffek, when it comes to maaser v'hema, you need a vadai, you're pater mi maaser ad kan, mi divrei ashita mekubetzes, sorry, it's the morachin chulin. But a similar case, nogei letvua, shenim tzevachori hanamolim, akol aniyim, afagav drubi dekom lebalabaisu, Hobi Alfina Mikra, Ani Barashat Stiku, Shem Makum Safik Chayev, Arov Nesha Safik. So the Safik Tavua, even though Rov belongs to the Balabayas, the Aniyim can take it, because we have a Pasuk in Makum Safik Chayev, and even a Rov lives the Safik. So it's Mefurish Barash, Kedivrei Hapnei Yehoshua, that a Rov, even though it's Machriya the Din, nevertheless, b'mitzius, it remains a suffix. So when the Torah is matir a suffix, this heter is even if there's rov iser, because rov also blabs a suffix. And so noted the Baruch Tam and his Aris on the Shev Shmaitza. This is sort of the Pnei Yehoshua, that a rov blabs a suffix is also accepted by the rush brought by the Shita Mekubetzes. And with that you saw the Pnei Yehoshua answers the Kasha and the Rambam, that the reason you need a Pasuk Mimati with suffix mamzer is even if it's rubali sura, even if it's rovisser, or matira a suffix mamzer, and don't tell me that rov makes a vadek, because rov remains a suffix. So even after you have the rov, it's still a suffix. Normally you follow the rov, but in the case of mamzer, we say that even if it's rov le'isser, it still remains a suffik, and this mamzer is mutter. So there, in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tesvav, the Shmaitza continues explaining that he writes here in Shmaitza Aleph, Shegamen Ogele Suffik Mamzer with his Rubar Chazaka. He's a mamzer vadei ve'aser. So the Shmaitza writes here that it's not true. We have Rov that he's a mamzer. We have a chazakah he's a mamzer. So that's shafta mamzer vadai. That creates a mamzer vadai and he's aser. the Shemaitza says, you know what we're talking about over here? Ruba de lesser kaman. Like we find in Chulin Yad Aleph Amid Beis, V'leich Hashtom Ala Bavivu, Ela Mishum Darmina Zil Batsur Rov Be'ilas, Achar HaBaal, that maybe it's not his father. No, but rather we say, go after the Rov, Rov Be'ilas, follow the husband. So this Rov is a Rov HaBamina Svara. Since Rov Be'ilas Achar HaBaal, Vadeshu Aviv. So that's Ruba de lesser kaman, a Rov that's not in front of us. That's what we say, Kol de Parish. Meruba parish, whenever something separates, it separates from the rov. Like when one of the animals jumps back into the pen after it was counted. So this rov was in Tali B'svara, Hadarabba. B'svara, we can say that it was parish min amiyut, k'mo min amaruba. Like we see from the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes says that you need asiri vaday. And this isn't an asiri vaday. Because maybe the animal came from what was already counted. So the Dafka Baruba Kazu, Amar Bishita Mekubet says that it remains a suffix. If it's not a Rov Al Pisvar, it's not a Ruba de Lesser Kaman, but it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman, the Rov is in front of us, we say that you remain with a suffix and where you need Vadai, and it's no good. So when the Torah said that a suffix is okay, so then you can, when it's a ruba, the isakaman, you can still follow that suffix. Because the Torah said that you can follow sveikis. So when did the Torah say you can follow sveikis? As long as it's still begeder suffik. And Ruba de Issa Kaman is still begeder suffik. So as long as the Torah wasn't memayit a suffik b'mefurash, we follow the Rov. So that's halach l'moshe misinai. That's what the Sheiv Shemaitza says over there. The Sheiv Shemaitza says over there that there's a chilek between Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That I, the Sheiv Shemaitza, said that if it's a rov, then it's aser by mamzerus. That's talking about a ruba de lesser kaman, because that makes a vaday. But a ruba de issa kaman is the suffix. That's where I said that we can follow the rov. In the Kilas Yankif, in Kiddushin Simon Lamed Gimel, he brings the Shemaitza and he writes, I never understood this chiluk. But if we say the mashal, from every 100 people, there's a mu'at of 10 pasul people. Like if you have 9 stores that are kosher, and one's a treifa. So what's the nafkamina? It's Ruba de Issa Kaman, Ruba de Lesser Kaman, a robe that's in front of us, or a robe that's based on logic. Just like Ruba de Issa Kaman, we say that maybe it was parish min ha-miyut. Even though Ruba is called a parashman Ruba parash, normally it's parashman Arov. So too, Ruba de lesser kaman, why don't we say that maybe what's in front of us is menamiyut? So how can you be mechalek between Ruba de issa kaman and Ruba de lesser kaman? You have 10 kosher stores, then maybe it was parash from the 9 kosher stores, 1 unkosher store, maybe it's parish in the unkosher store. You have 100 people and 10 are apostle. Maybe the person we're dealing with is apostle one hand. What's the difference between Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Lesser Kaman? In both cases, this can be whatever we're misupik about could be part of the miut, whether it's a rove of svara or a rove of that's in front of us. So Agon Reb Beryl Kreuzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained in his Shiurim as follows, that there's a difference between Rov HaBamin HaSvara and Rov She'en HaBamin HaSvara. For example, we say Rov Behenos Einon Shreifos. Most animals aren't Shreif. So this means that there's a Seder and a Tev in the world Be'eza ofen roish yekol davar me'anivrayim. How each animal should be, how everything that's created should be. And by a behema, the seder haroi is that the behema should be shlemo bria. Just there's a miut that's different than the normal derech, and our treifas. And such a rov is a rov habamin asvara. That it's mistaber that this animal is healthy, and it's kashak rov behema shebaolam shein brios vein treifas. So it doesn't mean stam, because there are more kosher behemas than treifa behemas now. But just because that's the seder olam. Seder olam is that an animal is kosher. So when you see this animal, assume that the animal is kosher. Same thing in the Gemara in Chulin, when it says, maybe he's not your father. Nevertheless, we follow the rov. It's not stam rov of more against less. That's why you're following. Because number-wise, statistically, more kids belong to their fathers than belong to other men. It's true. That's not why we're following it. But just as a seder, there's a mahalach in this world, how the world is supposed to be. And the seder ha'olam is that it's supposed to be that a son comes from his father. And not from another man after the woman was mizanim. And meila, it's mistaber that her mother's husband is taka's father, mashenkein. In a regular rove called the parsh meruba parsh, like nine stores, and one's unkosher, and nine are kosher, there's no seder and derech what's supposed to be. The nevelos are derech ha'olam, just like the shchutos are. And therefore it could be that this piece was parish men amiut. But since the Torah says achar rab mahadas, we say it's part of the rove. It's not begeder vada, it still has the same suffix. So it's only in a meiser behem, when one of the animals jumps back in, there's no seder, there's no mahalach, what is supposed to be. Now the animal jumped back in, so what's going to come out now? You don't know. There's no seder that it should dafka be. Derech ha'olam is that it's supposed to be that the rov came out. No, maybe one of the miut animal came out. So elamai we say, called the parish meruba parish. But that doesn't mean that it's not still a suffix. Therefore, you need a siri vade, it's no good. So that'd be the chiluk. So it emerges that rov she'en obam in a svara blibes a suffix. A rov that comes from svara is not a suffix, it's a vadai. So normally we follow this rov she'en obam in a svara and we say kol de parish meruba parish, because the Torah says achrei rabim lahatos. Just the where the Torah was memayi the suffek, we don't follow such a rov. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, please God, on this topic, we will bring a raya to this from Sugin Me'ila and other places, and we have a lot to say in Mirtz Hashem, so we should be zochet to say it. B'simcha v'tuv levav, may Rav come. Shalom, shalom.